Welcome to the Doghouse. We have a full silly season, some motocross from Thunder Valley, and we have the MotoGP and Moto2 races in Aragon. Plus a little bit about testing, but not the testing isn't worth talking much about at all. There was no big news on the testing side, but there is a lot of stuff to talk about for 2026. So we're going to start off with what did you say?
Silly season is here already.
Yeah, well, it's that time, right? It's not early for World Superbike because their season's half over already. So, yeah. So, it is a little bit early on the MotoGP side, but there is definitely a lot of news and there's a lot of stuff brewing on the MotoGP side, and a lot of it has to do with money. And definitely in World Superbike, it has to do with money. So we'll get to that when we talk about the silly season stuff. But let's talk about motocross first of all. You know, there is something to be said for eating your Wheaties in the morning. And those of you that listen to the show that are young, you probably don't know what that means. But there was a time when people cared who was on the box of Wheaties, right? And they were always the top in sports. I was going to say, I think that Wheaties has had at one time or other on a box. They've had pretty much every sport you can think about.
I can't think of any they haven't.
No,
I mean, no. When Bruce Jenner was still a man in the decathlon,
did he get on there twice?
He got on there twice.
Yeah. once with and once without. They've had gymnasts like crazy. They've had on there. Even had a curling. They even had curling as the sport Wheaties on the Wheaties. Wheaties is the poop. Yeah, yeah. Wheaties is the poop. So you know who got their Wheaties this weekend in motocross? Chance Hymus.
He must have eaten them beforehand.
I'm convinced that, well, it was either that or a large dose of THC. I'm not quite sure what it is. But this dude was like showing stuff that I have never seen from him. We mentioned Chance Hymus once in a great while, not very often, not consistent. And after race one, which he basically led from start to finish.
From whole shot to the finish.
Yeah, from whole shot to the finish. I said, okay, well, he's going to be mid-pack or in the back in the second race. No, he repeated basically the exact same thing in race two. I don't know where that came from. I literally don't know where that came from. In fact, I would say that probably Aiden Deegan is thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
What the hell did you eat this morning?
Yeah, Deegan, I mean, he set some track records, and he had the fastest lap multiple times, but he just couldn't catch him.
No, there's nothing they could do with him. I mean, he was a man on a mission. I mean, and I hope that's a turning point for him. I'd love to see that, but, you know, you have to prove it, right?
He won the first race by 45 seconds.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, I mean, you don't see generally a huge win in the 250s is 16 seconds. Yeah. I mean, he just destroyed the field. So anyway, another guy we don't talk a lot about,
Marchbanks. He finished third in the first race.
Yeah, but we talk more about Marchbanks than we do about
him. Yeah, that's for sure. Like Supercross.
Yeah, definitely. I think if Chance Hymus gets mentioned on this show twice in a season, that's a victory for him.
Yeah. I think that was his first overall win ever.
Yeah. Oh, I think so. Absolutely. I can't imagine he's had one.
I remember him winning. He's won one race. Oh wow, look at that. I scrolled back. Last year he did win one of the races at Thunder Valley, the second race last year.
So apparently that's his track
for him.
Which is actually that's really bad news.
Can we go back to Thunder Valley this week?
Yeah, that's really bad news. So okay, so he loves that track. Oh well.
Yeah.
But he got a 1-1, and I don't think he's ever gotten a 1-1 before.
No, he's only has two wins at all.
Yeah.
One at Red Bud the same year, a couple weeks later, and Thunder Valley National.
Well, at Red Bud, everybody gets their THC, so that's a win.
Yeah, right on.
So anyway, and then, of course, in the 450s, who cares? I mean... you know,
Tomac's old and he can't do it no more.
He finished second overall,
but he had, what did he have? A two and a six?
He doesn't have the eye of the tiger.
He doesn't. He doesn't. And Cooper Webb's got less. He's got the Cooper Webb's got the eye of the skunk in the road.
Cooper Webb has the eye of the retirement. He does. He's old. He's walking.
Yes.
The two of you.
Yes. Well, he's definitely.
He's sixth overall.
Yeah. This is all about that stupid playoff, or he would not be here now. That's what it's all about. There's money. It's too much money to turn away for this season.
I think it's just the way the contracts are written. I don't even know.
I agree.
Versus
he's already money in is
because you signed the contract.
He's in, but he has to race in moto. You can't get in if you don't race the motocross season, regardless of what you did in supercross. Unless you're injured, that's correct. Yeah,
which a guy like that should be able to call up a doctor and be like, "I need an injury note."
Oh, I'm sure he could.
I'm sure he could.
Or he could always call up Tonya Harding. She'll take care of the problem.
Dr. Ken will write him a note.
It's part of the package that we offer by paying us not to pick you in races and for the season.
Save yourself the injury. Anyways, I think that's probably enough on that because we have so much other stuff.
We do.
Just real quick, there's very strong rumors that Eli Tomac is going to be riding for KTM next year.
There's very strong rumors that nobody will be riding for KTM next season.
Who cares? Eli Tomac's washed up.
He is.
Marquez is washed up.
Well, Eli doesn't know about opening windows, so this may be a little bit deeper problem. Yeah, I think it's a little deeper problem.
Doesn't have it at the end of races.
He doesn't. Yeah, you're absolutely.
Eli used to be a monster.
Yeah,
he ain't got it no more.
No. He gets 5 or 6 seconds back, and he's done.
He doesn't have the charge.
He doesn't. So, anyways, okay. So that's enough about. That's enough about motocross.
He's like Top Gun.
He's
send two other guys to Top Gun. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Maverick Vinales is tied up. But anyway. Uh-huh. So let's talk about some of the silly season news. And it's almost hard to say where to start. But we got to start with World Superbike. World Superbike was testing in Misano before the Misano races. And a lot of news came out of World Superbike during the testing this week. Both MotoGP at Aragon and World Superbike were doing testing. And, you know, I've got this figured out. I know the answer that nobody else knows. And we'll see if anyone of you guys has this prediction. That news came out this week, and it was not, it's not surprising at all, but it was sort of terminal news. And now I think Yamaha, the satellite Yamaha team, has been chasing Top Rack for a long time. And I'm sure because of pride, he said, no way, I'm going anywhere that's not a factory seat. Anywhere, and I'm going to have a seat with BMW. And I think the news came out from BMW that they are not going to be going to MotoGP ever. They're just not going to do it. Management has decided they are not going to pursue this. They don't want to develop that the engine, the 880 engine. So they're staying out of it. And Top Rack said, well, you know, maybe that Prima Pramac Yamaha satellite ride ain't so bad after all. And that was the surprising thing to me, because maybe he's expecting something spectacular out of, I mean, there have been flashes from Yamaha this year in MotoGP, but only with one rider. It's only been
inconsistent with that one rider too,
but he's shown speed that he hasn't shown before, but none of the other riders have on similar packages. Pramac's not a bad Yamaha team to go to because it's a first tier satellite, because you can't really go down tiers from Yamaha. You'd be backing up on the track. So at least he's going to have, you know, as much as you ever have an equitable ride as a satellite team, but it's enough to win a championship, as we know that Jorge Martin did before he retired from the sport. But anyway, we got Top Rack next season. We'll be going to Yamaha in MotoGP. And I'm curious what you guys think. How's it going to be?
Well, I have Warren, because I want to go last summer.
Okay. Well, okay, that means fine. That either Jack Miller or Olivero are going to be gone. One of the two. And I think it's going to be Oliveira. I think they're going to keep Miller because he has been giving them, from all things that I read and hear, is that he's giving them
I know Jack lots Miller. Of information. Who is Oliveira?
Miguel Oliveira.
Oliveira. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I think, but there are, by the way, and this is getting off subject, we can talk about it later. I think they're both gone. I think both of those riders are going to be gone next season. Okay. And we know for sure that one of them's got to be gone. But neither one of them has been performing. And of the two, yeah,
and
Jack Miller has been performing better than Miguel Oliveira, yeah, who is perpetually injured. Yeah. So,
and then, of course, at the factory team, you got Fabio and Alex Rins. And Rins is not, I mean, has anyone said his name all season long?
Yes. Rins is in the gravel trap. Rins is against the air fence. So Rins is down. That's they mentioned his name quite. They're they mentioned his name at least every race. Alex Rins gets one mention.
Neither of those two from Pamrac is going. Pamrac is going to go up to the factory team.
No, no, that's already done. Yeah. They're not going to stay with you. They're not going to stay with Yamaha. But the question was, Warren, which you deftly avoided, how is Toprak going to do on the Pramac Yamaha?
He is going to be mid pack at best.
Okay. All right.
Here, I'm going to help you out. These are the phrases you're going to hear. There's former World Superbike Toprak champion, Toprak Franz Gadiaglu.
Two-time champion
mm-hmm. in the back. There he is yeah. getting passed by Vinales. He's having a real ding-dong battle with Agora, right? Like, just whatever. He's just not Nakagami, whoever. He went from being a big fish in a small pond to going in there and being a guppy. And it's going to be terrible for him. He's going to hate it, and you're going to see him in World Superbike in 2 years.
Well, I'm glad that you said that. I think he'll do better than mid pack, but I don't think he'll be in the top five. No, I think he's in Ducati's old position. He's a fifth through eighth rider on that bike. I
think has given that bike too much credit. I think he's eighth through last.
Okay. All right. Well, get the book of no accountability out.
Oh, shit. Almost said the S word.
You can say it. Yeah. Don't mess with that shit.
Don't mess with that shit. Oh, shit. It is out.
Yeah, I think a couple top tens will be the best he can do.
Okay, get that in there too.
Because you know it, Miller is doing. You know, Miller's been in GP for a long time, and he's had some top tens with this bike.
Okay.
And if they don't replace Miller, and they keep him, Miguel. I mean, that bike is obviously at worse than Miller's because it wrecks all the time, or finishes 15th.
Well, the bike doesn't do it on its own. Well, you're giving the rider a pass.
I try to be nice about it.
Well, okay.
Because
the reason I disagree with both of you is I think if you look at the one rider that has been able to do not consistently but an improving position on that bike is Quartararo, and then you got to say, okay,
that's the factory Yamaha.
I understand that they're saying he is get it's a tier one, and they are going to get Jorge Martin was able on a tier one to win a MotoGP championship last year. Okay, it just happened to be with Pramac. Okay,
yeah, that's a Ducati.
I get it. But what I'm saying is they gave Pramac a bike that was as capable as the factory bike. Will Yamaha do that?
No,
we have to wait and see.
No.
Oh, I think they
if
will.
If they were, they would have done it already.
I think they will because, then you know, the thing about it is that they only have what they have to offer. It's not like Ducati could give you 17 different flavors of a Ducati. Yamaha's got one flavor. That flavor so far has been slow, okay? But it is still the best handling bike on the grid.
I think you're going to see frustration from Toprak.
I am sure of that.
A couple years ago when Bautista was throwing him a beating and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and he got worse and worse as a rider the whole time he got his ass kicked. And I think you're going to see that again. I think he'll have a maybe a top five, maybe two.
Okay, well then I'm you're closer to me then on this. I think
he'll get I don't think he's a consistent top five.
No. I don't think so either. The bike's not there yet. And you are right. He does tend to get frustrated. The bigger question is going to be, will the Yamaha, because we don't know, because there's nobody out there like Top Rack, will that MotoGP Yamaha bike be able to maintain its characteristics under the hard braking that nobody does better than Top Rack? If so, because that is the advantage of the Yamaha's is handling. If not, it's a disaster for him. He's going to spend more time in the gravel trap than he does.
Yeah,
I think he's got DNFs.
But I think the bigger problem is a lot of World Superbike riders expect that they're going to perform in MotoGP the way they do in World Superbike, and a lot of them, even on good bikes, don't perform as well because they're completely different. The MotoGP bikes are complete prototypes from the ground up. The World Superbike bikes are production bikes with some tweaks and, you know, for, you know, in the front end and the swing arm and things of that nature. But for all intents and purposes, they're a street bike. MotoGP bikes would not survive on the street.
I will agree that next year you are 100% correct. But 27, when they go down to the smaller bikes,
it's not a smaller bike. It's not a smaller bike. It's a smaller displacement motor. That's it. They've been on them before.
Okay.
They've been on them before.
It'll be closer to what he was racing.
No, it will be nowhere. It'll be nowhere close to it. It'll be nowhere close to it.
I think he'll do better on
the chassis. The chassis on MotoGP bikes are as far from a production bike as you can imagine. They're just not. It's not. It's not comparable.
This next season, I think he will have a terrible year. I think he will get frustrated, just like Phil said.
He gets three or four
non-top tens, he's going to be difficult. But then when 27, with the year under his belt and the new bikes, I think he'll do a lot
better. For the book of no accountability, okay, I think the Top Rack.
This many pens.
Oh, you're not supposed to wipe a pen out just based on what you say.
Oh, it's not like the president?
I believe that Top Rack, in my opinion, of the Yamahas that are out there, other than Quartararo, who I still think is a proven rider on that bike, I think he will be like the number two to Quartararo. That's my prediction. I think it's going to be consistently a top 10 ride for him. But I think it ends at like fifth place, and then the problem is then he's chasing other manufacturers, right? And he's not going to get beyond that. The only thing that could change his predictions for all of us, only thing that could change for all of us, is somehow they make enough improvements in the off season to the Yamaha that suit Top Rack. Otherwise, I think he does. I agree. He'll get frustrated, and I don't think he'll pierce that top five, right? I don't think he will.
Well, I don't see it either, because you're just saying he's going to have to beat Morbidelli. He's going to have to beat Bezzecchi. He's going to have to beat D'Antano. He's going to have to beat Fernandez. He's going to have to beat racers like that, who's been racing these bikes for a few years.
He's not going to have any problem beating Fernandez. He's not going to have any problem with that.
Well, he's a consistent top 10. He's a consistent top 10 racer.
Well, I just told you that I said I thought Top Rack was going to be a consistent top 10 racer.
He's
going
to have to do better than Acosta.
Well, the question is not what Top Rack's going to do, right? Because all the other manufacturers don't stay in one position, right?
That's why I think he's going but eighth and lower less.
It assumes that Yamaha's improvements outweigh the improvements made by other manufacturers, right? And that would mean Honda primarily, which is definitely from a speed standpoint made great gains, but not from a stability standpoint. Ducati is kind of at a point now where they're not going
to off.
Yeah, they've kind of leveled off. The 2025 bike is not that much different. I mean, in fact, it's all aero is really the only differences that they've made. of note to the Ducati. So they've kind of maxed out what that bike can do. And plus, why would you want to do much more development in the off season of that when you're spending so much money on building this whole new motor for the 2027 season?
I don't see that's the big thing. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of money being dumped into the bikes next year.
I don't either.
I don't think any of them are going to improve.
I don't either. But Honda and Yamaha have to continue to improve those bikes. They can't stay still like Ducati can do. I think they have to.
I don't even think you'll get as much dumped into those as you would a normal year.
Probably not.
Because it's a one-year project.
Yeah, but I think also making the move to 880 is something that Ducati's never done before in a MotoGP bike, and both Honda and Yamaha have. They both built bikes in the 800cc era. So we'll see. I mean, at this point, of course, it's all speculation, but let's talk some of the other things going on. I already mentioned that, you know, the two riders that I thought were going to be without seats, right? And both of them are Pramac riders. They're both gone. And I think they probably see that coming.
I think Rins is gone.
I think there's a good chance that Rins, 100%. I think there's a real good chance that Rins is gone, which would bring up another Yamaha seat, right? So, and that's three right there.
Pedro
I think Acosta is going to be on a Ducati. I think we already know that next season. Acosta will be on a Ducati. There's no question.
Who's CC going to take?
Well, that all depends, right? That all depends on who gets booted out of their seat. And there's a lot of speculation of who's going to actually lose a seat.
Won't be Bagnaia because Marquez won't have a teammate that can beat him.
Well, he may not want to have a teammate that can beat him, but it's not going to be. I don't think it's going to be Acosta. I don't. I mean, I think they'd like that, but I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not going to be his brother or Morbidelli. They're both staying.
His brother's got a better chance, to be honest with you, than most other riders of getting that seat. I think so. I don't think Bagnaia will be there next season. That's my prediction. I don't think that he'll be on the factory bike.
No accountability.
Well, there was a really good interview with the head of Ducati, and he said something I thought was really, really damning, and that is that Bagnaia expects Ducati to get the bike the way that he wants it rather than him adjusting to what they've built. And Marquez...
Okay, A bike, B bike, 1-2-3 bike.
Doesn't matter, A bike, B bike. You have to adjust what you're given.
The entire bike to suit Mark Marquez.
It's not true.
That's what Bagnaia says.
Yeah, and he's full of crap. Okay, because
I believe him.
Because Ducati says it's not true.
I love this when you guys
Ducati has already stated, okay, and that was part of this interview, that the changes that were made to the bike between the bike that, and that now we're going back a couple years, right? That Marquez had some success on, when he was his brother was his teammate, to what he's riding right now are dramatic, right? Not so much anymore, because the 2024 Ducati that Alex is riding now is pretty much the same. But they said the difference between Bagnaia and Marquez is Marquez finds ways to adapt to the bike. Bagnaia expects the bike to adapt to him.
All right.
If you say that about a rider, you're done with that rider.
In English, for our English listeners, what they're saying is Marquez brings more money to the team. We switch the bike to suit him to make him faster. No one cares about Bagnaia. That's all I heard from that conversation.
That's not what I said.
We're going to lie and say Bagnaia is the problem so we don't look terrible.
No. Get the idea. Okay, when Ducati starts talking like this, okay, that means they're done with Bagnaia.
Right.
Okay.
Because he doesn't bring in as much money as Mark.
But he brings in more than any other... Other than Mark Marquez and maybe Alex now, but I don't know. But he brings more money in than any of the other Ducati racers. He brings in more than Aligarri. He brings more in than DNA.
Anybody that's on the factory Ducati bike brings in more than anybody on a satellite Ducati bike. That's just natural.
But you know, when you said that somebody's going to leave, I don't see it being Bagnaia, but I don't see any of them.
Put it. I think he's gone. Put it in the book of no accountability. He's gone.
I'm not even going to put it in the book of no accountability.
Yeah,
that's accountable.
Yeah. So that seat's going to be available. The question is going to be who gets that seat. And in my opinion, in my opinion, you have to look at results this season when you say that.
You're wrong.
Okay.
If that's the case, Acosta will not get the seat.
Well, his brother.
Right.
So well, that's results. Marquez. His brother, who's second in the championship?
Semantics.
That's performance. That is Mark semantic.
Marquez will only take losses on an equivalent bike to maybe his brother.
Okay. You're making my argument. That's why they tanked
Bagnaia's bike.
That is the only
person. They sabotaged him.
That's the only person possible.
Phil, if you've never commented on a show and you're listening to it right now, this is the show to comment on. Okay.
Phil's right.
Because Phil.
Yes.
No, that's not for you to decide. That's for the listeners of the show to decide. Do you believe that Ducati sabotaged Bagnaia's bike because they wanted Marquez to
100% on purpose?
And I'm not talking like they put nails on the tire. Purpose. I'm talking they're like, yeah, we can work on his bike. Or we can make Marks better. Let's go make Marks better.
Oh, we lost a few screws. He's on the
two bike. You want me to call up Josh Aaron so he can talk to you about one and two bikes? You want me to call up Ricky Carmichael so he can talk to you about one and two bikes? Tomac, Webb, any racing team?
I've said this so many times over the last 16 years. The best riders adapt to the bike. The weak riders expect the bike to adapt to them.
And you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Bring in the most engineering.
Hey, Casey, can you please can you chime in here? Can you let them know that the true great racers adapt to the bike?
Person who brings the most.
He doesn't want to be on camera. He says, "No, my legend is too strong to appear on the doghouse."
He doesn't want to crash in some like charity race.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So anyway. So, a lot of really cool stuff. And I mean, I love all this commotion that's going on in both series. Now, here's the next piece of news. And I'm back to World Superbike. And forgive me for jumping around, but that's just the way my brain works. Ducati has announced Bautista's contract will not be the option year will not be accepted. They told him he's going into this weekend knowing he's basically without a seat for next season. And the rumors have already started where he's going to land because he said he won't retire. He will ride next season.
He's like 70.
That's that is true.
He's like 70 pounds.
He used to
race Valentino Rossi back in like junior high, right?
He did. You are correct. He did race at least for one season because I think that's all he lasted. He did actually have a couple run-ins with Rossi. That is true.
Tomac will be racing again next year.
Oh, you could be right, Warren. I don't know. Tomac doesn't
know
when to
accept. Same with Webb. Both of them
will
be racing.
He doesn't know when to accept. It took Warren a while to learn that he needed to accept his
career. I was offered a deal. I couldn't refuse.
Yeah, they paid you just go away. Okay.
Hey, that's fine. I didn't get an extension on my contract. That's all it is.
Look, it was a deal you couldn't refuse because if you couldn't refuse it, you wouldn't have had to move all the way to Ohio.
That's it.
You're getting punished.
Yep.
Don't talk to us about it. My
wife found a nice retirement home and now she's put me in it.
Okay. Yeah. Now the show's running out. So, anyways, I'm going to get this in real quick. So, rumor mill has it that Bautista will go back to Honda in World Superbike.
Oh,
remember that
he had some irrelevant bike.
He got the ride. He got the ride in Ducati because of success.
We'll never speak his name again.
Probably not.
He might as well shoot for.
Yes, we will.
Top Racks. Emer ride.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to make a prediction. Josh Case will try out for a Top Rack Emer ride.
He's not old enough. He's not old enough yet.
Cam Boubier.
Yeah, that is true.
You heard that?
Yeah, a World Superbike ride would have been better than a Moto 2 ride for him.
Yes, it would.
If you start hearing rumors of that, that's all me, people. It is July 14th. It's on the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
I'd like to see Gerloff move over to MotoGP on a Yamaha because he's had some success.
He'd have to be on Yamaha. I don't think he would.
I agree.
Yeah, moving to Europe and trying to read something different. No, not going to happen.
He's in Europe right now.
I mean, is he?
Gerloff. Gerloff. Oh, not okay. Gagne. Gerloff. Okay. Yeah. Gagne's not going anywhere. He's already retired. He just has two wheels stuck to his butt.
This has been the Doghouse here on NTNRadio.com. We'll be back. We're on Spotify now, a bunch of other places. Go find us.
Yeah, like just go find us. If you hear this, go find out where we came
share
from.
Share. Send this to PJ Jacobson. He was wondering how.
Send us comments. NTNRadio.com. Yeah.